Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to My Transformation. Today's date is March 27, 2013. The meditation was from Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. I'm going to start by reading my notes. After I read these verses, I asked God to give me His words for these verses. And this is what He had me write. You are all sinners. My Son Jesus is the rock that you stumbled upon. You cannot please me without the blood of the Lamb upon you. Stumble and you fall. You go around and you deny. You kick and you rebel. The rock is the only way to me. The rock is your salvation. I do not hear your calls. I do not receive your prayers. I do not receive you. For you are rebellious. You are hateful. You are evil. Washed in the blood will save you from my wrath. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, the only begotten Son of God. Washed in His blood, and be ye saved from your sin. Selah. That was God's word. Wow. Wow. Okay, after God gave me that, I'll continue with my notes. The rock that you stumble over, the rock that you go around, the rock that you kick out the way is Jesus. Jesus is the rock between you and God. You cannot get to the Father without Jesus. The only way to the Father is through Jesus, not by going around Him or by kicking Him out the way. How can you reach the Father without truth? How can you reach the Father without proof? The truth is, can no man come unto the Father but by me? The proof is the blood of the Lamb on you. He that hath the Son hath the Father. You cannot please God with your good works. You cannot please God without faith in His Son, Jesus. Faith and trust in Jesus, not good deeds. Not thinking you are good enough. It's not about you, it's about Jesus. Do you have Jesus? Do you have Jesus? God knows those who do, and those who do are God's chosen. A person isn't saved because you say they are. A person is not saved because you say they aren't. A person is saved because God chose them. God chooses those covered in the blood of the Lamb. This is all that I have written for this day. Wow. Jesus is the way. You can't go around Jesus. Salvation. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is salvation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God loves us so much. We're all sinners. We're born into sin. God is a forgiving God. And in order to forgive us of our sins, He sent us Jesus. Jesus is the only way to the Father. is our salvation. He is the rock. And anybody out there who thinks that they can get to the Father because of good works, because they treat people good and they do good and they give to charity and all these different things that they do, that's not going to get you salvation. That's not what salvation is all about. Salvation is not about your works. Salvation is about your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. God sees salvation when he sees the blood of the Lamb on you. If there is no blood of the Lamb on you, there is no salvation for you. And I remember my days of going to church that people believe that you have to do good works or else you're not saved. If you're saved and you'd be doing the work of God and you'd be kind to people, your neighbors, and you'd be out doing this and you'd be doing that, no, that's not what salvation's about. You can do all those things and not even be saved. Remember, there are those that God's going to say, get thee away from me, for I never knew you. That's going to be people who thought they could be saved through works. That's going to be people that's been going around all over the world preaching the gospel and being kind to people and giving to charities and all that without the blood of the Lamb. And God is going to say, get thee away from me, for I never knew you. It's not your works. God does not save you according to your works. He saves you according to the blood. He saves you according to the rock. If the blood of the Lamb is not on you, there is no salvation. Salvation is when you receive his Son as your Lord and Savior. When you believe and trust in his Son, that is your salvation right there. Not your works. Your works have nothing to do with it. Being circumcised or uncircumcised has nothing to do with it. It's your faith and trust in Jesus. That's salvation. God said that He put a rock for people to stumble over. That rock is Jesus. People stumble over Jesus. People try to go around Jesus. People kick him out the way. They say there is no Jesus. Jesus is just a teacher, just a man. He's not God. All kinds of things are said about Jesus. Jesus is your salvation. So it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do to earn your rights in heaven. It doesn't matter. If you don't have the blood of the Lamb, you do not have salvation. That's what God sees. He sees the blood of his Son. And if he doesn't see that, he doesn't know you. He doesn't know you. And he's going to tell you that the day of judgment. He's going to tell you, get thee away from me, for I never knew you. Do you want to hear those words? Man, God is good. God is good. God is love. As evil and as hateful as we are, God loves us. He loves us in spite of it all. We as humans, we don't love like that. It's impossible to love like God loves as a human being. As a spirit, yes, because we are love. But as a human being, we are corruptible. And as a human being, we can't love like that. Because we can love somebody and hate them the same day. We can respect somebody and disrespect them the next 5 minutes. God isn't like that. God is not like that. He lets us know all the time how much he loves us. He lets us know all the time that he is always there with open arms for you to come to. And he's always calling upon us to come. Come to me. Leave your old ways. Come back to me. Come to the light. He's always inviting us to the light. Because he loves us. Not because he wants to control us. Not because he wants to told us like we're on a puppet string or something like that. No. Because he loves us. And he wants to share us with his love and his light and his peace and his joy. That's why. Because we are his children. He is our father. He just wants to be a father to us. But we choose the dark. We choose the dark. We choose the dark. Well, I want to thank you again for listening to my transformation. And God has to call out. His call is out to come back home. Come back to His life. That's His call. 2013. Come to Him. Come to Him. It's like He's given us this year to choose. It makes me wonder what is getting ready to happen. What is getting ready to happen? Something's getting ready to happen. Because as I think about these verses God has given me this year, and for Him to have me come back to doing these shows this particular year, and this is a master year, man, something's happening. Something is happening, and He wants us to make our choice. He wants us to make our choice. He wants those that are asleep to wake up. He wants those who are awake, who are not taking responsibility for their souls, to make their choice in this life. God's call is out for everyone. And He already let us know that not everybody's going to make it. But those who are seeking, who have not yet taken that step, He's calling you to Him. Those who are seeking but are being led in the wrong direction by false prophets and teachers, God is calling out to you to wake up and find Him, to wake up and find Him. This is your call. 2013 is your call. The call of God. That's what this year represents. The call of God. Make a choice to make it. I choose God. I choose life. I choose to be purged and pure. I choose to be God's word. I choose to be God's messenger. That's my choice. I can choose dark. I can choose light. God doesn't make you do either or. He gives you the choice. He calls you to the light. But you have the free will to choose God. Because God can offer me what I'm looking for. Love, peace, joy, oneness, truth. God offers that. The dark doesn't. God offers that. It's easy for me to choose God. Because God has what I want. God has what I want. God has what I want to experience. The dark doesn't. The dark doesn't. Only God has what I want. And I'm glad I found it. I am so glad I found it. My notes were short. And I'm pretty sure my conversation would have been much longer. But because this is me going through my notes, and I am not in the meditation at the time because it's already. Complete.